ABC News.
Terry Langendam joins us now from the New South Wales SES. Good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
So how many call-outs did the SES receive yesterday?
Would you believe just yesterday, up until midnight, just under 2,000 jobs across the state, majority along that the coastal fringe where the heavy rain impacted.
And what were the call-outs for?
Majority of those were for like leaking roofs, flash flooding damage to homes, so a lot of sandbagging assistance. And then overnight, we had some reports that there were gusts up to the 80 kilometre mark. So we are expecting that we may still be getting more calls in this morning as people start to wake up and discover, you know, trees had fallen overnight.
So you've got your SES teams out and about this morning. Where are they concentrated?
This morning, there's a lot of the teams, I guess, are probably resting because they worked throughout the night. Majority of those were sort of up around the Sydney metro area, as well as up into the Central Coast. But majority of those jobs and the bulk of those have been taken care of. So our volunteers have done an amazing job, which is so proud. But, you know, there may still be some damage, due to the winds. Yeah. So we're encouraging listeners to make sure you're keeping an eye out for any road closures, any roads that may be affected by debris, and even some flooding that's still residual from yesterday. So just keep an eye out for that and stay safe.
And we had the sad news, of course, yesterday that an SES volunteer passed away during those rescue efforts. Do you know exactly what happened?
It wasn't directly related to him, working. Our heart goes out to his family. I can't really go into too much detail, but his fellow volunteers, they're all just devastated. And our heart and sincere heartfelt goes to the family that have lost their loved one.
Indeed. And so the focus today, mopping up after yesterday, but you don't expect any further weather event to trouble your crews today, I gather?
No. So luckily the severe weather warning was cancelled and the rain has moved off the coast. So thankfully, it looks like things are quieting down so that we can rest up our volunteers, and hopefully this doesn't come back in the next few days.
Which is good news for you. Terry, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for your time.
Terry Langenman there from the New South Wales State Emergency Service.
ABC News.